Today's date is October 18th, 2010. My name is John Erling. Governor, if you'll state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
My full name is Billy Joe Anatevi. I'm 64. My birth date is November the 8th, 1945.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
We're recording this interview at the Chickasaw Nation headquarters in its main conference room, located at the corner of Arlington and Mississippi in Ada, Oklahoma.
Tell us about your name, Anatevi. There must be some meaning to that.
Yes, it is a warrior name within the Chickasaw Nation, and it means walk and kill.
Do you know how far back it goes and where it originated?
Well, it's difficult to say for sure, but I do have an account where I had a relative that was with Davy Crockett. It was in his journal. They were working with Andrew Jackson, and that we're talking in the 1700s and early 1800s.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Denison, Texas. Moved from Denison, Texas, when I was just a baby, I guess you'd say, to Tishomingo, and that's where I was raised. My dad, a full-blood Chickasaw, and the rest of the family moved to Denison, obviously prior to my birth. He was there to work. He worked for Kraft Foods in Denison, Texas.
About Tishomingo, that was the original capital for the Chickasaws.
That's a historic capital. The Chickasaws moved into Indian Territory in the late 1830s. Tishomingo was the central part of the territory where the Chickasaws lived.
Tishomingo takes his name from?
It's from a war chief, Chief Tishomingo. He was the last war chief of the Chickasaws.
Then let's talk about your mother and where she was born, where she grew up.
Her mother was Opal Mitchell Anatevi. She was born in Greenville, Texas, and moved to Tishomingo when she was but a young girl.
So then your father's name and where he grew up.
My father's name was Joseph Morris Anatevi, and he grew up around Tishomingo. He was actually born in Mill Creek, which is a small town that's actually between Sulphur and Tishomingo.
Tell us what your father did for a living.
He did mostly labor-type jobs. He worked in manufacturing. He did farm work. At one time had his own farm and was working for Kraft Foods when he passed away.
Your mother, she was the homemaker?
Yes, she was, and a fine homemaker she was.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I'm one of six children. Two were girls, and the rest were boys.
About your mother, what kind of person was she?
Very strong lady. I mentioned that my dad passed away. He passed away when he was 42 years old due to an industrial accident working for Kraft Foods. The time we lived in Denison, Texas, and the family moved from Denison to Tishomingo. She never remarried, and she raised all the kids. She worked very hard to do that. Of course, family is quite important. We all pull together. Not highly educated. I believe eighth grade was her highest grade that she achieved, but had a lot of common sense and did, I think, a very good job of raising the family.
So with six children, how old was she for her last birth?
Well, she was in her 30s. I believe she was 32 when I was born.
How did the family earn an income?
Well, it was a combination. There was insurance for my dad's passing, and I have to say a lot of good things about Social Security because there was survivor's insurance that was available from Social Security. She also worked. I remember as a young boy, she would take ironing in and did ironing so she could still be close to home. And she did various jobs. She was a cook, a very good cook, by the way. So she worked in restaurants, and she did take care of some folks, caretaking type thing during that time. She did whatever job that she could find. She worked in a factory, something that would pay the bills.
You draw much of your values that you have today from your father and mother, but particularly your mother?
Particularly my mother, because I was such a young child when my dad passed away.
How old were you?
I wasn't quite three. I was 2 years and 9 months, I think.
So you hardly remember him?
I have no recollection at all. All I know is what my brothers and sisters and mom and other people would tell me about him. Well, when my mother would, sometimes she'd say, your dad wouldn't want you to do that. And it meant a lot to me whenever she would say that.
Yeah.
So I would straighten up.
Yes. But she was the obvious big impression on your life.
She was. You know, it's amazing. When I was young, they teach you, not necessarily by sitting you down and saying, okay, you need to do things this way. You learn by example. And she did a wonderful job of providing an example. I graduated college with a degree in accounting. I knew how to keep books, basically, or had a budget way ahead of that. We had to budget as we grew up. And we all learned how to work. We worked. We began working at a very early age, either at home or outside the home, to help bring in some badly needed resources.
So I'm seeing the picture of your mother sitting down with a budget, the children are sitting around, and this is how much money we have, and this is what we can spend. Would that happen?
Well, it wouldn't be quite that formal. She may be at the kitchen table working with her finances, and I would be just a young child, come up and see what she was doing. She taught me, basically, through example.
Your grandparents, let's go back to them, talk about them for a moment.
I was estranged, I guess you say, from the Chickasaw side of my family as a result of my dad's passing. So I mostly knew my grandparents on my mother's side. They were a traditional family. They had high values. My grandfather was a farmer.
And what was his name?
His name was Irv Mitchell. He also was a carpenter. He would build houses and do work in homes. And at the same time, he would do farming. I guess farming didn't pay a lot of money, so he had to have another job. But I remember going to the farm when I was just a young boy. It was a great experience. My grandmother had a twin sister, and her name was Bertha, my grandmother. Her sister was Bertie. They were very feisty sisters. They had a lot of stories. That's one of the things that I can remember when I was a young boy, hearing the stories that they would tell about when they were growing up. And of course, if you look at the time frame, we're talking about slightly before statehood and then after statehood in the early 20th century is when they were growing up. The stories just seemed so real to me when they would tell them.
You said that your father was the Chickasaw side.
Yes.
But what about your mother? She was not Chickasaw.
She was Irish and Scotch-Irish. I put that on a resume once and got an interview because they wanted to see an Irish Indian. And I got the job, by the way.
Your mother and father obviously met then in Tishomingo, I suppose.
They both lived in a small community just north and west of Tishomingo called Bullet Prairie. I don't know the origin of the name, but it was a small farming community. That's where they met. My grandfather on my dad's side had a homestead there at Bullet Prairie. So my dad grew up there in Mill Creek and in Bullet Prairie.